yeah. Was born in Bristol. Big Gregors again representing Elite ENT. Big up to Cyrus the Virus. Typical topical Afro tropical show. You done know. Yes, Cyrus, keep doing your thing, blood. I'm feeling.
Afro-tropical show, it's proper stuff, it's good stuff. There we are, it's proper apple crumble. A little bit of cream on 93.2.
Look at man, they're having
their
heads in the balls, you know how we
Yes, indeedy, it's that time again. You done know. 21st of October 2010, the year of our Lord. Full house, full crew. Well, have ya? Have you heard Mr. Ripton Lindsay accused of all heinous acts last year on the 15th of October? Won his case against Bristol City Council and their teacher, their head teacher. I'm not going to call names yet, that's coming a little bit later on, but don't worry, you're not safe. Yes, Mr. Ripton Lindsay won his case last week, October, for racial discrimination and racial harassment at work. Two lawyers, one barrister, against one black man. And walked out victorious. Have you heard? What about the hypocrites? What about when he got sacked? What about the people saying he done it and he never done it and he's proven them wrong? Where you gonna hide? Where you gonna do? Runway! Have you heard Lady Thatcher's ill in hospital? Will she make it to Christmas or not? We wish her all the best. Who said bad luck? That's out of order. I never said bad luck. Her friends were in power. Remember what she was like in 1970? Thatcher, the milk snatcher. You know what I mean? Someone that's going to snatch her soul away. Anyway, have you heard the French? Yeah, them little people, they know, they know how to riot. Go on. And Sarkozy, he reminds me of somebody else that was shill and ignorant. Oh, Napoleon. War crimes, that man should be up for. Not Sarkozy, Napoleon. Have you heard? Blew off the nose of the Sphinx. Didn't like to see big black faces in Egypt. Couldn't take it. Especially he's only 3 foot nothing. Look up. Have you heard Prince William says he wants to go to Afghan and fight, not like his uncle? His half-brother went, Harry. What do you mean half-brother? Have you ever seen any other royal with red hair? Don't even bother telling me about the DNA or the genetics. The wife was having an affair with a ginger-headed man. My name's not Albert Einstein, but it's pretty easy to work out. 93.2 www.bcfm.org.uk. If you want to get involved, the studio number's 0117 955 3721. The text number's 075 2880 2347. And have you heard rumours in the industry, Cyrus Southblessed could be doing a breakfast show. Chris Moyles. Yeah, well, he's a call, isn't it? He's safe, his seat is not safe. After his little pay rant, disrespecting people on air. Have you heard the Saudi prince who got caught and done for sexually murdering his gay servant? He wants asylum in England. I say send him back home as Muslim. Let him have some Islamic treatment. Off with his head. Off with his head. And as you do it, say, Allah Akbar, you dirty... anyway, murderer. You dirty murderer. As I said last week, there's munafiquns in the Holy Land. Have you found out what that word means? Have you heard? 500,000 jobs went on Tuesday. 500,000 jobs. So it's all right. Carry on signing if you can. What are they going to do? How are they going to stop you? Take my money. Well, I'm going to go out on a tour, innit? As simple as. You got a nice big house and all with. Boom. Have you never worked this one? Have you heard Wayne Rooney wants to leave Man United? Got 90 grand a week. Lost some mess about with two bob prostitutes. How much money? What really does satisfy a man in this day and age? Oh, it's all Cyrus and the typical topical, the Afro tropical. There can only be one, 93.2 BCFM. We got South Bless in the studio. We got Mikey. We got Vince. And we've got someone, and a real American. No, because in Bristol, there's a lot of people. You know, I'm not having to get anybody. They've got two fake American accents. I've never been there. Further as they've been, Brixton. Oh, Cyrus, stop it. No, I won't. Well, it's the truth I'm talking. How you doing? Yeah, you know, never left the country. You remember it's like them little boys, you remember when we went to school, have you heard them boys that used to go to Jamaica for their summer holidays and come back talking like a bona fide yardie? And them still keep up that nonsense today. Stop it, you faken. No, he's not a Jamaican, he's a faken. And on this week, we're going to be talking about abortions. Abortions and black people. So tuck into your dinner, if you can. Wishing all the best to Margaret Thatcher out there. Hope she gets well soon, but she's 85 years old, so there's probably a little chance of that. I'm just telling the truth how it is. She's had a good innings. I'm just a butcher still. No, her old man owned gold mines in Africa. And guess who worked in the gold mines? That's right, not the Boers, the blacks. Oh, sorry, this is a bit much for dinner time. Well, we got more come with South Bless. How you doing, boys?
Yes.
Energetic time.
Oh, you know how we do what we do. We just love it in the afternoon. Mike, we said, did you hear about what I just said about Wayne Rooney? 90 grand a week. And the man don't want to stay at Man United.
Mm.
He likes messing about with girls of the night. What do you think could actually... What nourishes a young person? What makes you really happy? Obviously, it's not money that makes a person happy.
Those sort of people, they always seem like they're chasing for something. I wouldn't know what that was. Because they've got the fame, they've got the money, as you're saying, isn't it?
90 grand a week. I mean, half of the people that I know wouldn't even be able to comprehend that sort of figure.
I'm one of them, really.
Vince, me too.
Yeah. Ball and Mike over here.
Mike, you might know. Even people that may be going, that might be absolutely 3 years hard work. And do you know what? I wouldn't mind a 30 grand a year job.
A lot of people wouldn't mind.
How many people here wouldn't mind a 30 grand a year job? And you know, and he obviously he's not having. Do you think it's actually the pressure of fame? And he, I honestly believe that the boy was manipulating into marrying that girl too young. Yeah. For a start, she knew what she was up to.
Yeah.
Oh, don't start, women. I can't handle it. Well, you know, there's real men in this world, and you lot get too much chat sometimes. You know, there is. This is why men wear the trousers. Oh, we know you guys want to put on dress, but they don't look as good. There's only in your mind you think they look as good. You want a proper man, and we're just the boys. No, I'm telling you the truth. This is the truth. She's scheming.
Well, she's there now. She's got the advert.
She was scheming. Her mother was scheming. You can guarantee her father was scheming.
Big
how many times have you heard your father say, girl, go and get yourself a man with money because you ain't staying here.
Well, exactly.
Go and get yourself a man with money. whatever he does, you stick down on the chain. The best thing you do now, Colleen, if she's got a PR company, have a couple of twins for him.
Yeah.
You're set for life, girl.
Well, that's what
one, you've only been with him. You haven't been with him 2 years. You need to go over the 3-year mark to start earning more money, to start claiming money back. Mm. No, it's not all about love. There's criminal minds out there, and I believe the boy's being manipulated. You know, he's a council estate boy from down up north, you know, and... You know, Scousers are like very good people, say hello to Aussie up there, but yes, they're a little bit lively on the old touring in the old tracks. And you know, he was a boxer. He went, and also, you sometimes, you know, some people are just roughnecks. Mm. And then, you know, you've got these middle class people sitting on today, oh, he's a chav. Yeah, so what if he's a chav? You're snotty nose. Individual. Yeah. We're not you. We don't wish to go all trotting. We don't want to walk around the country. Sorry. We want to graffiti up the place. Yeah. Yeah. Simple as. Yeah. What, because you don't like it? Well, we don't like your paintings.
Yeah,
exactly.
Putting a dead sheep in flamingo eye or putting 3 bricks in a row and saying that's modern art. Stuff it. We're not interested in that.
But then that's the thing. You would think that if you've got those sort of like those needs that aren't that big, then as we're saying, you've got 90 grand a week.
You've got 90 grand a week.
Can't you fulfill those needs that you've got? Do you know what I mean? I can buy enough spray paint with 90 grand.
Yeah, but of course, it's like that 90 grand is like they always know that they can always get more than that, and maybe like he could have gone. He's doing it to get more or get less in the limelight, go move to another country, things like
move
that.
Maybe he's trying to tone it down. Maybe that's what he's
maybe,
doing.
Maybe it's getting too much for him.
Do you think it's a lifestyle where they're saying, right, it's a lifestyle of percents. It's like all the politicians have to get mad, then you find out half of them are homosexual, you know, and they come out with their good lady wife.
Yeah,
and then the fourth. I'm only supporting. Mm-hmm. Who are you fooling? Mm-hmm. You must be brokenhearted. You must be devastated. You must be gutted. You want to see people say, "You know, I'm gutted. I'm devastated. I'm heartbroken. I've lost my old man to a man. I can understand him, but how am I going to get him back from another man?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you lose your woman to a woman, how you gonna sort that one out?"
Well, that's the
story. You know, but I think that's people would more respect them kind of conversations. And why can't he say, listen, I was forced in by all the management and all these people saying I was meant to marry this young girl, would be the happy couple. And I was too young. Obviously, he was too young because that's why he was experimenting with an old lady. Mm. You know, many a good tune playing on an old fiddle. I'm just saying.
No, that's real talk, though, isn't it? Because we've been watching him on TV since what? At least
he's been like 16. Yeah, Everton, like them times, like, you know, and it's just.
So he's definitely been in the limelight the whole time. So maybe it's just a ducking out thing. Maybe he's doing this, and we might not hear him.
Yeah, might not hear him for a bit. He won't be in the tabloids so much as he is right now.
And needs a break. Tell us what you think at 93.2 BCFM www. If you listen online. .org.uk. Stay tuned, your voice, your station. It's 0117 955 3721. And also on our, you've seen our new Facebook page there, then we got our group, Mikey. I'll pick up Mikey for some of the signs and that. Look, hey, well done, Mike. I came with an original idea and he put it down on print. and Southwest they've got an opening. Yeah. And we've got Lawrence, come on under the mic there. Lawrence is the brother we were talking about from America. Now, Lawrence grew up in the land of, Happy House. Lawrence,
how you doing, Bristol? I appreciate you bringing me on the show, Cyrus.
That's quite all right, Lawrence. He's a real American.
Yeah, I was born in Banbury, raised in Chicago, Illinois. I'm here, Southwest, I have an opening on the 19th of November. And we've got some graffiti books from New York, which a friend gave to me, and want the public to see them, and local graffiti artists to come down and take a look at these books.
And so what's interesting about these graffiti books? So, you know, because obviously British Bristol, the land of banks, eh?
Mm-hmm. Well, these books, I mean, I don't know if you're clued up on a movie called Wild Style, which was filmed in the early 80s. These books contain some of those artists from those days. So, excuse me, you're dealing with some severe artists in these books that have a brilliant career nowadays. I've done some research, and yes, I think the boys at South Blessed are happy to help me bring this to the world.
Yeah, definitely.
That's absolutely. We've got more from Lawrence coming up in the studio. We'll go for a little jingle now, and then we'll have some more great music. I want to give a big shout out to my brethren Desi Rankin out there. Desi, chin up, keep your head held high, mate. B. You know, unless you're going through bad times, you can't appreciate the good times. Sound like listening to Sarge Devise from a typical tropical Afro tropical show. It's proper stuff, it's good stuff. That we like, it's proper apple crumble. With a little bit of cream on 93.2. Let's get you funkin' in the dinner time. Oh, this is for Lawrence. It's all about the house. It's all about the BCM Pepper house. It's all about the Afro-Tropical house. DJ Fagan, DJ Styles, you know you're doing your thing at the first of every month down at Cozy's. We'll be there. So we got your black.
You all that you need, baby. So many search to find love that's as good as mine. I will waste your time, so bring it all to me, baby.
November, it's October, Black History Month. We're going to be coming with some Black History facts. Mikey Southbless is going to be coming up with that in a hot second. That's the voice, Estelle, remixed in a funky house style. And you know, we got some Black History coming up. Last week, lads, what do you mean last week, Wednesday?
At the BBC.
At the we was there with the big man himself, BBC One.
Top dogs.
Top dog.
In the BBC,
It's good
to see him again. But that meeting on Wednesday, overall, that was...
It was deep.
Yeah, no, it was...
Can you hear yourself?
Well, yeah.
You're on there.
Basically, it was good. Basically, him just dropping pretty much what me and Mike do with it.
Yeah, just the videoing aspects of businesses and how to use that to make your business more successful, more viewable to more of a larger audience, things like that.
That's so you found it very educational, in other words, and it was good. It was good.
No, I mean, it's educational in the fact that it was educating everyone around that we're doing the right thing.
We was on the did you hear that, people? The Afrotropical show's doing the right thing. We're on the right track. Representation-wise, did you think about the black people that were actually in there and the other colleagues that were in there? Still a lot more work needed to be done for black brothers to be stepping up on the ladder, even though I want to big up Mr. Tim Permanent, who's at the top of the ladder, and that's very nice to see.
Yeah, no.
Very, very, very nice to see. And that's not, you know, obviously, that couldn't have been easy. Because again, walking into them situations, I was talking to Steve Satan on the lunchtime show. I do two shows a week here, and he just wasn't getting it. He said, "Cyrus, you're paranoid about black people are not getting this and not getting that. Proportional representation wise, he thought that was good. I don't think so. I don't think that black people need to be sitting down and resting on their laurels there.
Definitely not, considering that, like, all of the trends inside of the mainstream come from black people.
I can't stop the boy, can I?
Because this is the level, and I know that, like, I've done a few things inside of the BBC, and I know what I'm saying is just true. So for instance, one extra is a black station. But obviously, when you're doing things inside of these sorts of radio, you always have to... You're doing it for the audience, aren't you?
Of course you are.
You're doing it for the audience. So if you're a black station, but your audience is white, there is points at which you're doing things for white people. Because you have to, because it's your audience.
Of course.
And that's basically where the representation goes down, because you're using the black music, but because your audience is white, you're not really giving any props properly to the black people.
Mm. Do you think, and I'm going to use a word here, that... certain jassassas. Jassassa is an Arabic word. Spies that go down into the ghettos. They say, "Oh, we're teeth this, we're teeth everything that's positive, and we manipulate and we redo it and we rebrand it as our own." Like when the man said Westwood's good. Well, Westwood used to hang around Brixton on the front line. That's where he learned. That's where he learned about hip hop.
On Route and Road.
This is real talk.
But it makes
real,
sense.
This is real talk. So when I was asking, it wasn't that I was trying to catch him off guard or be arrogant. I was just asking, would a black man with the same kind of swagger on chat be allowed to rise, or would he be classified as uppity, scary, or he's scarce? Look at your shop the other day, Vince. I'm standing outside your shop with a smile outside the shop on Grove Road, minding my own business, doing nothing at all. A woman came and said, "Oh, you look really intimidating."
What is that, Jack?
What's that about? I'm waiting for Mikey to give me a lift home. So if she's perceiving that, I've not spoken to her, I don't know from Adam, but that's your perception. So if you walk into a place like that, even into an audience where we was, you know, people that maybe don't have as much confidence as what other people do, or they're not used to them surroundings, it's totally intimidating. And here's my fact. You hear a lot of them say, "Oh, you get over it." How many, and this, because I know it would be said, we have a variety of audience. How many white people will walk into a room of 200 black men and stand up and talk? Even if there's three of you. And the reality of it is, you wouldn't.
Real talk.
And that's the real talk. So yeah, why is it expected us to get over it, and we should have to tolerate that, but you wouldn't. You wouldn't. That's not me being funny, but that's real talk.
It's true. That's a deep one. That is a deep one, because that goes across a lot of different
things. I can guarantee to most people, most white people I've got friends with, I can say, "Right, what you've just said to me, hold that thought. Let's go." Because it's funny how you can say that in your pub, you've got 50 of you people, white people around me. "Hold it, we'll take two of you. You come with me. Now say that to us boys here."
Real talk.
So exactly what you said, and the comment is, you're not like the rest of them. You're trying to succeed and get along." No, what you mean by the rest of them is me?
Yeah, exactly. Stop right there.
Because I've allowed you to tell you one of your little racist jokes, and then it doesn't work like that. or your racist snide. Rule and separate. Anyway, Si,
That boat's never late.
Oh, well, there you go. It's Black History Month. Take it away, Mikey. Self blessed.
Okay, J.A. Rogers, in his rare and excellent book, Nature Knows No Colour Line, reminds us that black people were first worshipped in Greece and Rome. White masses bowed down to black deities. The rites of Apollo were founded by Delphos and his black mother, Melanes. And the worship of black Isis and Horus was popular in Rome and the Roman colonies as far north as Great Britain. The black mother of Delphos, named Melanes, is where the modern term melanin is derived. Although melanin has obvious connections with skin colour, it has numerous vital functions in the human body that are not well known by many. The power that melanin holds was well known to the ancient Europeans who interacted with these African Moors. The extreme darkness of their skin, their muscular, beautiful bodies and their wise and benevolent works earned them Africans of early Europe quite a wonderful reputation. Greek writers often said that their gods became enlightened from dining with Ethiopia's faultless men. Ethiopia is, of course, a Greek term that is literally interpreted as burnt faces or burnt skin. So adored were these Africans that they promoted the old English saying, to see a black man the first thing on waking up in the morning is an omen of good luck. It was also custom of business owners and even brothel owners in early Europe to allow black men to walk throughout the establishment to ensure good fortune during the day of business. This practice has trickled down to the modern New Year custom of having a man to be the first to walk through one's home to ensure good fortune and prosperity.
Cheese, you will hold up the old phone's going. I think we've got the Pope on the phone. Let me have a talk to him. Hello. Yeah. Well, you know what you are anyway. You can go away, go to another show. No, wrong show. Need to be talking to Jeremy Carr, mate. We're not interested. Go and play her off. Tell me all that old nonsense. What saying? See, good fortune if you're a black man and walk through a brothel. I see a lot of brothers out there saying I would be fortunate at today's prices. I've been told about this. My goodness, that's very interesting what you say. So black people, and you know, I'm Muslims, I don't believe in no form of worship, any idols and that, but it's amazing how time's changed on.
Of course.
And now we've been whitewashed out of the picture.
Whitewashed completely, you know, it's like they don't want to mention anything. They don't talk about nothing about the Moors, black people in the medieval times in Europe. They don't talk about none of that in schools or anything like that.
They just keep it going because we just chatted in the car. Like, I didn't know that house music came from originally from black people. I thought that was a white music.
No, house music is black person. And you know what? I hope that everybody out there is learning as well. And you know, again, it's a radio station, BCFM 93.2. We play for everybody. Here's a little quick skip from our man DMX.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day.
That's how we get deep.
And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray and ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. And I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me. Because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two.
Thank you.
As black as it's ever been. Without my girl, I'ma lose it. And I pray that he just sheds his grace on me. I need just to be back with my baby.
Feels like I'm gonna throw my life away.
Told me that if it's meant to be, she'll come back and she'll forgive me. And the best thing I can do is to just let her go. I know I don't wanna do it, but if I continue to push, she'll just pull away. And I know that in my heart it's a reality. I didn't treat her like she wanted to be treated. And I hope that she's not
alone. Feels like feels like I done damn near thrown my life away.
I done damn near thrown my life away.
Don't know what to do.
Get back right with you, baby.
Nothing like them old time tunes to rock you, move your body, move your soul over the lunchtime hour. That's the sounds of the jagged edge.
I feel like I can't talk.
You've got to kiss her, you've got to hold her tight, you've got to tell her all the right things.
Feel like I just walked out of heaven, baby. Feel like I came wanted.
And we've got Vince coming up in a hot second, 93.2 on the BCFM on the typical topical Afro-tropical show. We're talking about heaven, we're talking about God's creation, and we're talking about the people who do abortions, and we're talking about the nastiness that goes on there. Is it right? Is it wrong? Will you ever make it to heaven if you have one? Yeah, there's a lot of women out saying, how can you say that, Sauce? That's not my problem if you're feeling guilty. You can't hold me responsible for your emotions. You done it, not me. What, it's like me holding a pillar over a man's head and putting one in his skull. What, because I couldn't see I murdered him? I'm still a murderer. And them doctors with the white coats. What, you think you're excused? All right, there, he's walked out of heaven. How'd you walk out of heaven? I'll tell you how you walk out of heaven, by doing something evil. So you never make it, you have to come out, you have to come up, because it's only for good people, only good place, only good. If you're not pertaining to the word of God and doing what God's commanded you to do, then you can't go in there. There's not even an argument between mankind and God. You will know that when you die. There's not even an argument. It's as simple as what he says goes, end of. I can't, you know, it's not, it won't be my opinion or what your mother and father's opinion or what you thought, are you cosmetically looking good, you know, what God says. I taught every man, I would not leave you in the lurch. Now check this out. If you get a washing machine, you get a book with it. If you get a car, you get a book with it. In fact, everything in life that you need to use, you get a book or a manual to tell you how it works. So why would you think that God Almighty, who gives the people the knowledge to write them books, wouldn't give mankind a book when he says I am and we are his greatest creation? And in the book, it tells you about these acts. And of course, if you get, of course, and there's, and if a woman gets raped and there's these misfortunate things, I'd rather, you know, don't get me started about what you do to the rapists. Because we'd be up there after EastEnders on Sunday after our roast dinner, up in the local park, bring some stones with you, bring anything you want, anything that hurts them. Anything that hurts them. Just see the four paedophiles, the one bloke who had them in the room. And I'm going to transgression a little bit. On the television this week, did you see the man? I think he came from up Manchester and he had four women on his internet site and they was all paedophiles. Do you remember the school?
I've seen one of them got one.
Well, let me tell you this, people. Do not be so shocked by that you saw women in that. Yeah. I grew up in Dr. Barnardo's, and as much as I wish to divulge in this time of my life, I grew up in Dr. Barnardo's, and they used to do evil things to us down there, and they was all women. All of them. In the 63s. So that's a very true example. So I'm going to share something personal that I get a lot of counselling about that in Bristol. Yeah, so it's nothing new and it's not surprising.
Okay, deep ones.
Something
deep
that people don't really want to talk
about. No, you don't want to talk about the women, it. The women. Because it's the women. Like, no. But the women were... I was 3 years old when they broke my legs.
Okay. How did these people end up in these positions?
That's on record.
Okay.
You know when you see that little NSC, that baby that's crying? That was me, back in the day. And it wasn't just me, there was loads of us. Because we grew up in a time when children were seen and not hurt, so they had carte blanche. Okay. Yeah, so it's nothing new. Vince, take it away. Nothing like something to cheer you up maybe at lunchtime. Listen, talk about, well,
no, well,
life ain't all about a joke, though, is it?
Now, I was just looking into the abortion thing, and I seen that over in America now, they're saying that 52% of all black babies are being aborted. So there's basically a lot of people campaigning around and basically taking that as a genocide. The way these abortion clinics are located in America are in the black and Latino areas.
Very much so. Can I interject there something? Did you also know, Vince, that with a lot of black women, they're giving cesarean sections when they can actually have the children naturally. And okay. Once you have a cesarean, you're told not to have no more than two children.
Oh, so it's a part of that whole...
Oh, yeah, there's a eugenics and ethos.
Definitely,
yeah.
But, and I was just looking into it, and there was... I heard something about abortions basically causing cancer. I went in to look into that, and what I found interesting was when I first typed it in, there's a lot of information specifically trying to tell you that abortions don't cause cancer.
Gee, so they're actually saying abortions cause cancer.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of places that say it do cause
cancer.
Well,
that lady to do that newsflash, if you have abortions, it could cause cancer.
I mean, the people...
Or to make it come on quicker.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, the people who are trying to show the information showing that it does are basically saying that it's almost like by having an abortion, when a woman miscarries, the brain's fully aware of what's happened and then stops doing certain things, stops doing certain parts of, like, obviously, the process of growing a baby. Do you know what I mean? All the different nutrients and that sort of stuff. But when they do an abortion, there's certain parts of your, like, physiology that isn't aware that the baby's no longer there,
so it carries on doing what it shouldn't be doing.
Exactly.
That makes sense, because see, you've got to look at the miracle. You've got to look at the miracle of creation. Just take a look at your bone structure. Some of them are hard, some of them are soft, some of them are pliable, some are fixed, and some are bent. You know, then the molecules that make up the bones that go inside the bones, the different kind of marrows, the inner and the outer layers. You understand? Obviously, there's a magnificent process going on in complete darkness.
Complete darkness.
Three layers of darkness. And it's You know, some skeptics say, oh, it's them Afro-tropical boys again. They're always Amnigo. No. We're not always Amnigo. But it's about time people need to wake up and recognise and stand up and talk about these things. We're pro-life. I don't mean there's nothing wrong with being pro-life. Yeah. I think we make it far too easy for people to go and get abortions. It's legalised murder.
Yeah, well, I mean,
how many women out there, come on girls, put your hands up, have had an abortion at the late stage and you've had to go back because they've left bits up there, like an arm or a leg,
okay,
vacuumed out,
okay,
and the child's well aware of that. What will happen on the day, imagine you die, you go to heaven and that aborted fetus is a human being and asks you, on what reason did you abort me? I told you it's not going to be an easy day. It don't matter, you listen to people like Steve Satan and that. Look, there's been Pharaoh was the same, there's been Nimrod was the same. Where are they now? Oh, that's right, they're dead and they're not back, are they?
Well, this is the thing that I thought I wanted to bring today, was just that whether you agree with abortions or not, as black people we just need to understand that there's so many potential
dangers.
Well, there's the dangers, because obviously there's things that go around, like there's certain illnesses that they try and say black people are more likely to get, which I personally think is more just the environment that we black people are put into. So they might try and say, oh, black people are more likely to get this cancer, but it's more just that so many black people are getting abortions, and then the abortions cause the cancer. And then, do you know what I mean, those sorts of cycles.
Cause and effect and the reasons why. And more music. What do we have last time? I think it's time for a bit of my, and we like Dennis, don't we? Something for the elders. Well, me too.
Now let's give thanks and praise unto the Most High, Jah
Ripton. We're going to be talking about Mr. Lindsay's fantastic victory over the Babylon system. And perfect unity. Big up Dudley down in Genesis, Chef Glenn Ems.
Keep the fire blazing for Jaro. Yeah.
Well, a big shout out to Lawrence from the USA, Chicago town, Bristol bound.
Then he said to Garnet, come and sing with me, my brother man, yeah. I said I could not resist such wonderful invitation, no. Then he said to Garnet, come and sing with me, my brother man. And I could not resist such wonderful invitation, no. Come and sing, King Man. Come and sing, my brother man. Sing it out for Jaro. Yes, I said you kill the people in the morning, hey. Kill the people in the evenings, hey. Kill all fighters, won't keep on fighters. Whoa, kill them in the mornings, yeah. Kill them in the evenings. Kill them dead, yeah. Whoa, Jaro, yeah. Come on, Silky One. Yes, my brother man, Eric Chupa play Rasta songs always, and I know Jah will lengthen your days. Jah is my personal sound and no other can take its crown. If you ever taste in your own tears, you're gonna drown. Hey. Then he said to go and come and sing with me, my brother man. Yeah. And I could not resist such wonderful invitations.
Sing on.
Come on, brother Dennis, come and take the microphone. Come on, Dennis.
Oh,
Silky One. Well, said you kill them in the mornings, hey. Kill them in the evenings, hey. Kill all the big hearts, all the dirty ones. Kill them a dead before they spend the day. Kill them for Jaro. Kill them, kill them, kill them for Jaro. Yes, kill them for Jaro. Silky One. I know they were not expecting this, Reuben and Joseph. I know they were not expecting this.
Yes, Okie dokie dokie, I had to cut that short. Something comes out. Anyway, Mr. Ripton Lindsay, on the 15th of October 2010, the year of our Lord, won his case. This one individual, black brother, who used to be a teacher at Bristol School, also used to be a DJ, MC around the area. But because of some heinous allegations without no foundation or witnesses of any credible credence or character, I say that again, credence or character, he was found not guilty of any crime whatsoever. But the people bringing these lurid allegations, Bristol Council, their head teacher from one of the schools, got found guilty of themselves of racial discrimination and racial harassment.
Okay.
This is the ruling. You can read, this is the ruling. Now, I ask myself this, is this is a council and these are the teachers, my goodness gracious me, what about your young son starting out trying to get himself an education and work and a decent prospect to go on to university if you've got racists who have been found guilty of racism? Mm. But no, we won't. We will, you know, on a typical tropical Afro tropical show, we like to give everybody a fair chance, and of course, we will be getting in touch with Bristol to see what their reply is to this and what their response is to this, yeah. Because we've got the names. I'm not going to humiliate you or embarrass you. I don't think we need to do that because God Almighty already knows who you are. You're in his book, so nothing I can say can really change that. And you went up against him with two lawyers and one barrister. Mr. Ripton Lindsay stood firm. They even offered him money the day before.
Okay.
You've always got the money. They got it. All the hypocrites. I mean, look at the station we was working at. Vince, they sacked him without hearing the full details. Does he get reinstated? Does he get reemployed at school? Is there a public apology? You know, if you accuse somebody publicly, then apologise publicly. Amen. I know we can read it in the evening, but it's the 15th of October. I believe that was last Friday. So you can go on the internet and you can find all about that. Mr. Because we was running a series of shows on this programme about the injustice of it all. But now it takes a different turn. Racial discrimination and racial harassment in 2010.
And that's the council.
That's the council. And their head, and this is one of their head teachers who got found guilty of this.
But I think that needs to get stressed again.
So therefore, if you're the head, you're the rep. So if that's the representative, goodness knows what these minions are like.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, these things go out all the time and there's still certain people who don't, you know what I mean? The convos you were saying, oh, you blacks are always this, that. Yeah. Look, if you're just getting real, then it's really what's happening.
It's like someone said when old Frank Bruno got upset because someone called him an Uncle Tom. Mm. You know, we got 2 million of them people in our troops.
Mm-hmm.
We got 2 million Uncle Toms on this back. Just because you're doing all right, mate, but let's think of a man. I don't care whether you're black, white, Chinese, whatever. Mm. If you've eaten, don't begrudge the next man a bit of food.
That's right. Mm, of course. That's right.
Grudge the next man a bit of food.
Yes.
And this is it's the grudgefulness. And that goes for all you cafeteria owners up and down Bristol, yes, who'd rather throw your food away than give it away at the end of the night. Mm. Well, they are wicked. Real wickedness. Because you know what? God asks this question. Are you the grower of it or is he?
Mm.
Are you the creator of it or is he? Do you provide it? You don't provide it with grass. You can't make one grain of grass if you tried. You can manipulate the seeds you've already got, but you cannot create the seed or the grass. Mm-hmm. And if you did, you certainly don't own the land, because God owns the world.
Mm.
So don't talk to me about your landowner or anything like that, because I don't recognise no country, no borders or race. This is God's world, as the universe is God's world.
Mm.
Fair point?
Fair point, definitely. Fair point, man. Break it down like... show you got to let people know for what these are, to show their true colors and actually explain to people how these people actually operate, these people that are in positions of power and authority within the council, within structures, all the way up and down.
Well, of course, I mean, but you know, I know Mr. Lindsay personally, and you know, when these things were first brought and said, Any right thinking person said, no, I'm not a Ripton, a madness you talk about. I hear that business, that. Mm-hmm. There's only one who's I'm Deutschen, you know, the scandal mongers, you know. But now I hear no good news, just bad news. We could carry that somewhere far and put their own little twist on it. But how do you feel today? Because I know there's certain people that were wrapped around in Ripton. And they thought they was his brethren who turned against him. Now, how do you feel today that he's been found guilty of none of these charges, and Bristol City Council have been found guilty of racial discrimination and racial harassment and not following their own procedures that they set down? My goodness gracious me, if you're going to write the rules, you've got to follow them, ain't you?
Yes. It's your society, isn't it? It's your society, so you've got to at least follow your own, you know, I mean, the rules of society.
It's that blasé attitude that they've got. It's like the Christians with the Bible. Well, we'll follow that, but we won't have that. We'll have some of that. That one's a bit difficult. We won't talk about that one.
We'll rewrite it. Don't worry about it.
There you go.
So rules get bent depending on who you are.
Course.
Not one iota or jot of will pass away before the end of time, and what I bring to you must be fulfilled. That's what Jesus Christ said. Not one jot must be rubbed away, and it must be fulfilled. So hey, you can't rub it away. Where does it tell you in the Bible to go lock yourself away in a monastery and not have sex? We just go forward and take wives. This is why people do evil acts, because you're suppressing something that's meant to be let loose. Not just let loose in a carnal kind of way, but let loose amongst your wives. 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 wives, you got 4 headaches. You know, and you've got to respect any man who's got 4 wives. No, you have. But anyway, we're going to have... what's the time? Vince, you got anything quickly? Because, you know, time don't wait for no man. Also, so we want to advertise over cyrus_oa@live.com. That's our Facebook page. You want to go on Afrotropical. It's Afrotropical, capital A, Afrotropical on tweet. If you want to tweet it at any time, become a friend on Facebook. And also, you can get me on BCFM. If you go to presenters page, you can find out about my group on the BCFM page, and that's www.bcfm.org.uk. or if you're on Facebook, just type in BCFM and you'll see BCFM group. You get yourself involved. It's all about 93.2. We'd like to have a little talk and a little discussion on the old Thursday afternoon from a different perspective than what you normally might get, but it's a real perspective and we mean no harm by it. And you know, That it's just how it is. It's real talk, real urban. You know, in fact, we're the boys from the urban that are giving it to you in real. We ain't letting people teeth our ideas and then manipulate it. Look at old Bo down in her cane roll. So in the 1977, we watched Bo Derek have cane roll. I said, "Oh, you got a Bo Derek hairstyle to all the black women."
Bo Derek, that's
there
it.
There you go.
Breakdown. Now let me just want to say again once more to shout it out. On the 19th of November is going to be the South Blessed launch. We've got original sketchbooks from TC5.
Big things.
We've got street performances from Team South Blessed. Music performances, free food, free drink, and then after party with Sure Skank afterwards. So more Crash details Mansion to come. But that's 19th of November,
South Blessed, that's down there on Grosvenor Road.
Yes.
Yes, see you there. See you next week, peeps. There's all the people out there. Hope you make it to the top. Kenny Burke, so we're doing 80s old school, eh? Someone said, "Miss Arson, I heard you DJ." I've never heard you DJ. Well, no one's asked us to play, but we can do it. Original. It's all about the selection and putting the people in the right direction. And is it to the top? Oh,
Bristol, and is here to give everybody a